Simen Vav Sim Talit. Yesh Nogin Sha'acha Shabirach Echa Birchas Hashacha V'Onu Acha V'Amen. In certain places have a meeting, one person says all the Birchas Hashacha and everyone answers Amen. V'Choyze Echa Me'oinim Amen V'Och V'Oinim Achrov Amen. And then the second person who initially said Amen on the first person's Birchas Hashacha, he now says it, and everybody answers on him Amen, because they just say Oisim Kol Oisim Shon Amen. Peace. Then that everybody says Birchas Hashacha, and everybody answers Amen on the other one's Birchas Hashacha. In the Arale, the Leim Shifal Yotzer, don't think they're ready Yotzer. And if it's Yotzer with the first Amen, then if they make the bracha after it's a bracha batala, then they should vachin lechavim Yotzer Achayim. Number one is the one who's making a bracha is namacham to Yotzerin. The feeling why you mevachin lechavim Yotzer, even he would have kavanah to be Yotzer then. Nehayim mechavim shaloi lotzer bivachosa. They have kavanah not to be Yotzer with his bracha. Therefore, they're not yotzei with his bracha. So they answer Amen just as answering Amen, but they were not yotzei to the bracha. So they weren't yotzei to the bracha. Therefore, they could still make the bracha themselves. Siv Zayin. Kol ha-yoyim, kishoyisit shvacha, ben-tan, ben-dolem, b'vorach, ha-shiyotze. Whenever a person goes to the bathroom, he makes an ha-shiyotze afterwards. V'loi al-latilis yotayim. Does not say al-latilis yotayim after going to the bathroom. If he often writes a little more, he'll inspire me out. If he wants to learn, and he has to wash his hands for the learning or to daven, but we paskin, like the opinions, that we don't make a bracha on the tefillah before tefillah, other than shachris. So even though we paskin that one should wash his hands before tefillah, if he doesn't make a bracha on it, the Ramah adds, how yod melechlochus v'shivshiv behem afil hocheinu mevorach on tefillah yadayim. There are more paskins than if he went to the bathroom and his hands got dirty in the bathroom. So now he has to wash his hands not just because it's tam yadayim, but because the hands that were dirty, and he needs to cleanse them before davening. Even so, he should not make a bracha on that on tefillah yadayim. Yishabru brings it to Malvin Paskin that one can make a bracha in such cases, but he says if you don't have a clear cut minig, you just go with the Ramah, which is that you do not make a bracha on Tiyus Yadayim before davening. The only time you can bracha on Tiyus Yadayim is by shachris or when you eat a meal of bread. There's a discussion what happens if a person had to make a bracha for Reina and he didn't make it before he went to the bathroom, but now he has a choice of making one of the brachas. And the Shabru brings from the Malshal that you should make that Ashi Yotze first because it's Todim. One who commonly makes the Bracha Ashi Yotze and he makes the Birchas Hayomim. The person has some condition that he has diarrhea or took medicine that's going to cause him to have diarrhea. So there's a discussion also, does he make Ashi Yotze every time he finishes, or since he knows that that he's going to have to go soon again, he waits till he feels that he's completely finished. The mice of the minig is to make the bracha at every time, but it has to be in a point that when you stop that point of time, you feel comfortable. But if you feel that your mamash have to run a second time, then do not make the bracha. Kamuvan, it's important to make the bracha immediately. You have to go to the bathroom, not to get into trouble with all these other things.